ជារៀបសួរអលុននាងមានស្ដាប់វិទ្យុខ្មែរពិភពលោកជាទីគោរពរាប់អានជួបគ្នាទៀតនៅក្នុងនេតិនិទានអារ៉ាប់បាទអស់រឿងខ្មែរយករឿងអារ៉ាប់មកនិយាយបាទកាលពីថ្ងៃមុនខ្ញុំអានដល់ត្រង់ដែលព្រះនាងសេហេរ៉ាហ្សាតនិទានដល់យប់ទី18ដែលនៅចុងបញ្ចប់មានសេចក្តីដូចនេះ
ព្រះបាទស៊ូតង់សម្លឹងមើលពួកគេទាំងពីរហើយក៏សួរថារ
វាងពួកអ្នកទាំងពីរតើមួយណាជាឃាតករពិត
យុវជននោះក៏ទូលថា
គឺទូលព្រះបង្គំនេះហើយក្រាបទូល
តាចាស់ក៏និយាយកាត់ថា
មែនទេមែនទេតាមពិតគឺទូលព្រះបង្គំទេព្រះអង្គ
លុះដូច្នោះព្រះរាជាក៏បញ្ជាទៅចាហ្វា
លោកយកអ្នកទាំងពីរទៅប្រហារជីវិតទាំងអស់គ្នាតែម្ដងទៅ
ក៏ប៉ុន្តែយ៉ាហ្វាជំទាស់ថាព្រះអង្គមានតែម្នាក់ទេដែលជាឃាតករបើសម្លាប់ពួកគេទាំងពីរនាក់វាមិនយុត្តិធម៌ឡើយយុវជននោះក៏និយាយថា
ដោយយកព្រះជាបន្ទាល់ខ្ញុំសូមស្បន់ថាខ្ញុំនេះហើយគឺជាឃាតករ
តែពេលនោះឃើញមេឃជិតភ្លឺហើយព្រះនាងសេហេរ៉ាហ្សាតក៏ផ្អាកនិទានរឿងនេះហើយតទៅទៀតនេះគឺជាវគ្គបន្តជារាត្រីទី19សេហេរ៉ាហ្សាតបន្តថា
ហើយកាត់ក៏រៀបរាប់អំពីវិធីដែលកាត់បានសម្រាប់ស្ត្រីនោះនិងអំពីហេតុព្រមទាំងវត្ថុវិខ្ចប់នានាដោយដែលព្រះរាជាបានតតឃើញជាមួយនឹងយ៉ាហ្វាដូច្នេះព្រះចៅកាលីហ្វក៏ជឿច្បាស់ថាយុវជនម្នាក់នេះជាឃាតករមែនត្រង់ឆ្ងល់ក៏ត្រាស់សួរយុវជននោះថា
តើមូលហេតុអ្វីបានជាឯងសម្លាប់ស្ត្រីនោះតើអ្វីបណ្ដាលឲ្យឯងមកសារភាពដោយមិនខ្លាចស្លាប់បែបនេះ
យុវជននោះក៏តបថា
ក្រាបទូលព្រះអង្គស្ត្រីម្នាក់នេះគឺជាភរិយារបស់ទូលបង្គំនាងជាម្ដាយនៃកូនកូនរបស់ទូលព្រះបង្គំបរោះចំណាស់ម្នាក់នេះគឺជាឪពុកក្មេករបស់ទូលព្រះបង្គំក៏ត្រូវជាបងប្រុសរបស់ឪពុកទូលព្រះបង្គំបន្ទាប់ពីរៀបការហើយពួកយើងបានកូនប្រុស3នាក់នាងស្រឡាញ់និងបំរើទូលព្រះបង្គំខ្លាំងណាស់ដោយឥតមានទាស់អ្វីទាំងអស់ទូលព្រះបង្គំក៏ស្រឡាញ់នាងដោយអស់ពីចិត្តវិញដែរមួយខែមុននេះនាងបានធ្លាក់ខ្លួនឈឺទូលបង្គំបានរកអស់គ្រប់គ្រូពេទ្យទៅព្យាបាលនាងតែនាងមានស្រាក់ដដែលមានពេលមួយនោះទូលបង្គំបានឲ្យនាងទៅមុជទឹកជម្រះកាយម្ដងនាងក៏តបវិញថា
មុននឹងទៅមុជទឹកជម្រះកាយអូនត្រូវការឲ្យបងធ្វើអ្វីម្យ៉ាងដែលអូនត្រូវការវាសឹងតែត្រឹមមិនបាន
ទូលបង្គំក៏តបថាអូនប្រាប់មកបងនឹងធ្វើតាមនាងក៏តបថា
អូនចង់ញ៉ាំផ្លែប៉ោមសង្ស្រាប់ទៅហើយចង់ស្រង់ក្លិនវានិងចង់ភ្លក់រសជាតិវាបន្តិច
ទូលព្រះបង្គំក៏តបថាទោះបីអូនចង់បានប្រមាណអ្វីមួយមានតម្លៃលើសនេះមួយប៉ុណ្ដងក៏បងនឹងធ្វើឲ្យបានទូលបង្គំក៏ធ្វើដំណើរមកក្នុងទីក្រុងរកទិញផ្លែប៉ោមប៉ុន្តែគ្មានឃើញនរណាលក់ផ្លែប៉ោមសោះបើទោះជាឲ្យមាសមួយដំឡឹងក៏គ្មាននរណាមានផ្លែប៉ោមលក់ឲ្យដែរទូលបង្គំពិបាកចិត្តចំពោះរឿងនេះណាស់ក៏ត្រឡប់មកផ្ទះវិញនិយាយនឹងភរិយាទូលបង្គំថាអូនសម្លាញ់ហើយនៅផ្សារគ្មានផ្លែប៉ោមលក់ទេបងរោគយ៉ាងណាក៏គ្មានដែរនាងក៏ពិបាកចិត្តយ៉ាងខ្លាំងរីឯរាងកាយរបស់នាងក៏កាន់តែចុះខ្សោយទៅខ្សោយទៅនៅយប់នោះទូលព្រះបង្គំពិបាកចិត្តពេកក៏បន់ឲ្យទៅឆាប់ព្រឹកនឹងអាលរោគទិញផ្លែប៉ោមឲ្យបាននៅវេលាព្រឹកឡើងទូលបង្គំក៏ទៅផ្សាររោគទិញផ្លែប៉ោមម្ដងទៀតតែនៅតែរោគមិនបាន ទូលបង្គំបានជួបនឹងកសិករម្នាក់ហើយបានសួរនាំគាត់ពីផ្លែប៉ោមគាត់ក៏ប្រាប់ថាអូកូនប្រុសប៉ោមខែនេះនៅស្រុកយើងគ្មានទេទាល់តែកូនទៅរកនៅសួនព្រះរាជានៅឯបាសរាយនោះទើបមាននៅទីនោះកសិករគេដាំទុកថ្វាយតែព្រះរាជាតែប៉ុណ្ណោះទេណាទូលបង្គំក៏ត្រឡប់មកផ្ទះវិញដើម្បីរៀបចំខ្លួនធ្វើដំណើរទៅក្រុងបាសរាទូលបង្គំបានធ្វើដំណើរអរយៈពេល15ថ្ងៃ15យប់ទើបអាចយកផ្លែប៉ោមបាន3ដែលទូលបង្គំបានអង្វរសុំទិញពីកសិករនៅសួនព្រះរាជាក្នុងតម្លៃ3តម្លឹងមាសនៅពេលដែលទូលបង្គំទិញផ្លែប៉ោមបានហើយភរិយាទូលបង្គំនាងគ្មានចាប់អារម្មណ៍នឹងផ្លែប៉ោមនោះទាល់តែសោះនាងទុកវានៅគៀកនឹងខ្លួនដោយសារតែជំងឺរបស់នាងនាងក៏ដេកគ្មានកម្រើកអស់រយៈពេល10ថ្ងៃទើបដឹងខ្លួនមកវិញខ្ញុំក៏បានទៅលក់ដូរនៅហាងទំនិញតាមធម្មតាវិញដែរហើយលក់បានកន្លះថ្ងៃមានទេសកលខ្មៅមុខមាត់អាក្រក់ម្នាក់ដើរកាត់ហាងរបស់ខ្ញុំដៃម្ខាងកាន់ផ្លែប៉ោមមួយដូចជាផ្លែប៉ោមទាំង3របស់ប្រពន្ធខ្ញុំពេលនោះទូលបង្គំក៏និយាយថាណែអ្នកបំរើដ៏ល្អប្រាប់ខ្ញុំបានទេឯងបានផ្លែប៉ោមនេះមកពីណាវាក៏សើចហើយឆ្លើយថាខ្ញុំបានមកពីសហាយរបស់ខ្ញុំយើងមិនបានជួបមុខគ្នាច្រើនថ្ងៃហើយពេលខ្ញុំទៅជួបនាងក៏បានឃើញនាងដេកឈឺមានផ្លែប៉ោម3នេះនៅចិត្តហើយនាងក៏និយាយប្រាប់ថាផ្លែប៉ោមនេះប្តីរបស់នាងបានទៅរកទិញរហូតដល់ក្រុងបាសរាយនោះហើយថ្លៃរហូតដល់ទៅ3តម្លឹងមាសខ្ញុំបានផឹកស៊ីជាមួយនាងឬហើយក៏យកផ្លែប៉ោមមួយមកពេលឮបែបនោះព្រះអង្គហើយទូលបង្គំងងឹតមុខស្លុបហើយទូលបង្គំក៏ចាក់សោហាងរួចត្រឡប់ទៅផ្ទះវិញទាំងកំហឹងពេញខ្លួនទូលបង្គំរកមើលផ្លែប៉ោមបីនោះឃើញសល់តែ2ទូលបង្គំក៏សួរទៅភរិយាទូលបង្គំថាអូនសំឡាញ់ផ្លែប៉ោមមួយទៀតនៅឯណានាងងើបមុខឡើងទាំងកំឡុងលហិតលហៃហើយតបមកវិញថា
អូនមិនដឹងទេបងសំឡាញ់វាបាត់ទៅណាហើយ
ទូលបង្គំក៏ជឿជាក់ថាទេសកលនោះវានិយាយពិតទៅដូច្នេះទូលបង្គំក៏យកកំបិតមួយហើយកាប់សម្លាប់នាងដោយមិននិយាយអ្វីមួយម៉ាត់ទូលបង្គំកាប់នាងជាចំណែកចំណែកហើយយកទៅវិចខ្ចប់ដាក់ចូលទៅក្នុងហឹបរួចយកទៅបោះចោលទៅក្នុងទន្លេទីក្រេសដោយដៃរបស់ទូលព្រះបង្គំផ្ទាល់ទូលបង្គំត្រឡប់មកផ្ទះវិញឃើញកូនច្បងរបស់ទូលបង្គំអង្គុយយំហើយវាមិនបានដឹងថាម្ដាយរបស់វាបានត្រូវទូលបង្គំសម្រាប់ចោលទៅហើយទូលបង្គំក៏សួរវាថាម៉េចបានជាកូនយំហ៎វាក៏តបថា
ខ្ញុំបានលួចផ្លែប៉ោមម៉ាក់មួយហើយយកទៅលេងជាមួយអាកូននៅមាត់ផ្លូវពេលនោះមានទេសកលខ្មៅអែម្នាក់បានកញ្ឆក់ផ្លែប៉ោមពីដៃរបស់ខ្ញុំហើយសួរខ្ញុំថា
ហើយបានមកពីណា
ខ្ញុំក៏តបថាពុកខ្ញុំបានធ្វើដំណើរទៅទិញនៅក្រុងបាសរាដើម្បីយកមកឲ្យម៉ាក់ខ្ញុំដែលមានជំងឺក៏ទិញក្នុងតម្លៃដល់ទៅ3តម្លឹងមាសខ្ញុំបានអង្វរគាត់សុំផ្លែប៉ោមនោះមកវិញតែគាត់បានត្រឹកខ្ញុំមួយជើងហើយរត់បាត់ទៅខ្ញុំខ្លាចម៉ាក់វៃដែលសារផ្លែប៉ោមនោះដូច្នេះខ្ញុំក៏រត់ទៅពួននៅក្រៅក្រុងជាមួយប្អូនប្អូននៅទីនោះរហូតដល់ល្ងាចខ្ញុំខ្លាចម៉ាក់វៃណាស់ពុកសុំពុកកុំប្រាប់ម៉ាក់អី
ពេលលោកគូនិយាយបែបនេះទូលបង្គំក៏យល់ភ្លាមថាអាទិសកលចង្រៃនោះវាបោកទូលបង្គំទូលបង្គំខុសទាំងស្រុងដែលបានសម្លាប់នាងទូលបង្គំយំអាណិតនាងជាខ្លាំងនៅពេលនោះឪពុកក្មេកទូលបង្គំបានមកដល់ហើយទូលបង្គំក៏ប្រាប់គាត់ពីអ្វីៗដែលបានកើតឡើងគាត់អង្គុយជិតទូលបង្គំហើយយំរហូតដល់ពាក់កណ្ដាលយប់ពួកយើងយំកើតទុក្ខរហូតដល់5ថ្ងៃចុងក្រោយនេះរឿងនេះបណ្ដាលមកតែពីអាទិសកលខ្មៅចិត្តអាក្រក់ប៉ុណ្ណោះនេះហើយជារបៀបដែលទូលបង្គំបានសម្លាប់នាងទូលបង្គំសូមស្បថថាអ្វីៗដែលទូលបង្គំនិយាយនេះជាការពិតទាំងអស់ក្រាបទូល
ព្រះចៅកាលីហ្វភ្ញាក់ផ្អើលនឹងរឿងរ៉ាវរបស់គាត់យ៉ាងខ្លាំង
ព្រះអើយយុវជននេះយើងអាចលើកលែងទោសឲ្យបានយើងនឹងមិនឈួកនរណាទាំងអស់ក្រៅពីអាទិសកលខ្មៅនោះ
ព្រះចៅកាលីហ្វក៏បង្កប់យ៉ាហ្វាថា
ជួលោកទៅស្វែងរកចាប់អាទិសកលនេះឲ្យបានបើលោកចាប់មិនបានក្នុងអំឡុង3ថ្ងៃទេយើងនឹងសម្លាប់លោកឯងជំនួស
យ៉ាហ្វាជ จงปีเรจแวงบรรดาโรอูบรรดาธายมเรจมักจูบเขี้ยมปีดองมาเฮ้ยจำเนื้อแต่มันอายรวยพัดปีพยันตรายนี่สิทธิ์ของการในแบบนี้แต่เอาเขี้ยมตรกเทศกรนี่หน่อยนาเต้าตายเปรี้ยบานสังเคราะห์ชีวิตเขี้ยมมาดองเฮ้ยตรงจ้าเชียนหนึ่งช่วยเขี้ยมมาดองทิศพระเชียมจ้าเอ้ยเขี้ยมหนึ่งมันใจปีเทเต้ขนมลงใบไงในชีวิตดานอสอลบอกจำนี่
ถ้าดิฉันหายยาฟ้าก็นับแต่ขนมแต่กระโหดครบใบไงในไงตีบุญกัดกะเลียประปันโกนกวาดในเป็นนู่นแนะนำซาว่าเปรียจีก็หมดแล้ว
สุดตั้งตรงกับปุ้งแกร่งอย่างครั้งตรงมันเจงได้เป็นเจียเอามาโรคโลกมาจ้ะตรงมันมีเปรียบันตูธาหนึ่งชั่วกล้าโลกมาโลกโรคที่สกอร์ขมาลุ่มมันเคยดี
นับไปลือแบบนู้โลกยาฟ้าก็ยมหายโกนโกนงปูบำราก็นำเขเนสไรยมตระหึงเอิงกองบรรดาปีบาลในเยลีกรุบเขเนียขนมเตียเลือกเล่นแต่โกนใส่เป้าแต่มากราเกะเกิดกันในเยลีเนียงเนียงจะโกนสำนับหรือบอกวัดจะโกนใส่แต่สระสะอาดชิงเกะเกิดเอาเนียงทาบเนียงเป็นนู้เกิดเมียนอารามธาเมียนเอาไว้มือมือขนมห่อเป้าหรือบอกเนียงเกิดกระซูเนียงธาคนใส่มีหอบปุ๊กใส่เกี้ยนขนมหอบเป่ารบกวนเนียงก็ตอบท่า
คือจะพลายป้อมดำเมียนจ้าประเนียมประเจ้ากาลิฟรายฮอนบำราบอยยืมมันยกมาเอาเขี้ยมบุญทั้งไงมุ่นดาเขี้ยมมันเอาเมียกัดปีดำลัง
นับเป็นลูกคนใส่เยี่ยมปีบ่าวบำราหนึ่งพลายป้อมกัดรีเรชครั้งให้กับลูกได้โจลขนมหอบเป่ารบกวนใส่กอดยกพายปาวนู้ใจเมากัดริเซ่ชิครั้งกัดกระเจงบัญชีเอาจับติสกอมันแน่นู้เมาหายนี่เย่ถา
ไอ้นี่เย่เอาตรังเมาไรฮันตาไอ้บานพายปาวนี่ปีนาเมา
ไรฮันก็ตอบถา
ลงจ้าเอ้ยทวีปกาโกฮอไอชเนียมนู้มันแน่มาดอมกาลก็ได้ก็กาปิดเนื้อแต่ชเนียดได้เขี้ยมมันบานลุยพายปาวนี่ปีริจวงเมาตีตามปิดเต้าพรำไงมุ่นเปลี่ยนกระปงแต่ดาเลงตามเพลาย้อมเคยคุยมาเนี่ยเวียกันพลายปามนี่เลงย้อมก็กันชอบยกวิดายเวียเมาหายเวียยุ่มกับสายตา
ลูกบอลเอ้ยพลายปามนี่กี่ระบำอะไรย้อมเต้กัดชื่อกัดบานพระอุปกรณ์ย้อมท่ากัดจังยำพลายปามนี่ครั้งนะอุปกรณ์ย้อมกัดฟูดำนาตะครองบาสราดำใบรกติงกัดติงบ้านพลายปามใบดำไรใบดำหลังเนี่ยย้อมก็ลุยยกมุ้ยมาเลงเต้า
เวียยมเตียพลายปอมไปเขี่ยวิ่งแต่เขี่ยวมันเอาชมตัดเวียมาจืนโกนใส่ลงมาจ้าบานติงเวียปีเขี่ยมทรายปีดำลังเมียบ่า
เปลยาฟ้าหรือเปียสมใดอ่อนนี่กัดกิดขนมจัดถาเขียตกรรมเลือสตรีมันแอนุชมาเจียบรรดาลมาปีบำราหรือบอกกัดแต่แม่นี่เองกัดสาวสดายเวียดัดทรัพย์นับบำรากัดจะอยู่มาเฮยได้เอ็ดเมียนเนื้อจัดตายตันเต็มนั่งนู่กัดก็สบายจัดได้นายบานรุ่ยพอดปีสิกเลสลับเฮยตนติงเปียโดยตอตนิธาบักกรออักกรอการเมียนดังเนี้ยได้ซาตายบ่มราโจยกเวียจะเครื่องบูชีสำหรับเนี้ยเกอไอติงบ่มราบานจราเนี้ยรับมันอ้อปนตายเกมันไอติงจีวิตครูนบานสมใบแต่มาเน
ี้ยเรหายกัดกันนำบ่มราโนตกเกลเปรียเรจีนิเยเรียบรับเรื่องราวถึงอ้อดอลตรองพระเจ้ากาลิฟจับอารมณ์จะปวดเรื่องราวนี้จะครั้งหายก็อ้อสำนาจต้องเปจะมวยขเนียนหุดได้ตรองก็ตราบังกับอเกกัตราเรื่องราวนี้ตุกให้ยกเต้าประกาศเจสาเทรณะชเดตครองโอกาโนยาฟานิเยธาก
ราบตูพระองค์เรื่องนี้เมียนเอาไว้อาจารย์เจเรื่องอักแกมหาเสนาบดีนูร์อัลดินอาลีหนึ่งบองพร้อมบอกว่าซัมอัลดินมหามัดโนเต
พระเจ้ากาลิฟก็ตรัสโซธา
อี้ยาฟาลูกใจนี่เย่เรื่องปิงกาวนาเมาหนึ่งลูกนี่เย่มองเหรอตายยังทาขมิ้นเรื่องเอาไว้ปิเศษจึงเรื่องบันไม่นี่เ
ถอลูกยาฟาก็ตอบทาก
ราบตูพระองค์ตูบังคุมนั่งเหม็นตูทไฟเรื่องนี้ดอพระองค์เต้ตอแต่พระองค์เลิกเล่นโตดอบำราระบาตูบังคุม
พระฤาษีก็ตอบทา
อี้บ่าเรื่องนี้ปิเศษจึงเรื่องพลายปอมใบนี่สิยืนกันหนึ่งเลิกเลยโตเอาเวียบาเมนอีจังเต้ยืนหนึ่งสำหรับเวีย
เคยท่าเมฆจิตพลือหายปรินเองเซเฮราซัดก็ชอบในเตียนแต่ตรำหนึ่ง
លោកនាងមានស្ដាប់ជាទីគោរពរាប់អានឯកសហស្រីត្រីយុបទី19ក៏កន្លងផុតទៅតែប៉ុណ្្នឹងបាទចាំថ្ងៃក្រោយខ្ញុំនឹងលើកយករាត្រីទី20មកអានជូនលោកនាងស្ដាប់សម្រាប់ថ្ងៃនេះខ្ញុំសានសុវិតសូមអរគុណបាទសូមអរគុណលោកនាងដែលតាមស្ដាប់និងជម្រាបលាបាទ